Hello, and welcome to the Leicester Mercury Talking Newspaper for Monday the 15th of April, Tuesday the 16th of April, and Wednesday the 17th of April 2013. It is produced by Vista, telephone number 0116 249 8839. Items are selected and read by Diane Price, myself, George Ince, and it is recorded by John Mole. Sunrise and sunset times for the week commencing Sunday the 21st of April. Sunrise 10 to 6 a.m. Sunset 10 past 8 p.m. And we begin with a headline from Monday's Mercury. New hope, our girl will talk for the first time. A bubbly 3-year-old girl could soon be able to walk and talk for the first time after she was diagnosed with a condition which affects just 500 people in the world. Fields Taylor has GLUT1 deficiency, which means her brain is starved of energy because her body cannot produce and transport the glucose it needs to function properly. While the condition is complex and hard to manage, her parents, Stevie and David of Ashfordby, are thrilled to finally know why their daughter has been poorly since she was just 15 weeks old. Now she has been diagnosed, Fields can begin a specialist high-fat diet designed to combat the condition. The treatment could see her walk within months and begin to learn to speak, skills her parents feared she may never develop. Mum Stevie, 34, said, "When the doctor finally gave us a name for Fields' condition, it was just amazing. People say they don't like to be categorised, but actually all we strived for was a label. Now we know what she's got and what we can do, and for them to tell us it wasn't our fault, there was nothing we could have done, meant a lot." Fields appeared healthy when she was born, but at 15 weeks suffered her first seizure while her mum was feeding her. She was rushed to hospital, but after dozens of tests and more seizures every 3 to 6 months, doctors had no idea what was wrong. Stevie, an accountant, said, "The tests were coming back negative, and while it was a relief when you found out it wasn't something serious, we still had no idea what it was. All you want is for your child to be the same as everyone else." As she grew up, Fields didn't learn to sit or stand at the same rate as other youngsters her age and cannot speak. Stevie said, "The easiest way to describe it is that she is constantly running on flat batteries. She can stand, holding on to furniture for a little bit, and she can walk a few steps holding on to your hand, but she is non-verbal." After one seizure, just before Christmas, tests revealed Fields' sugar levels were low. That finding prompted doctors to do more tests and, coupled with information discovered by geneticists at Leicester Royal Infirmary from DNA and blood samples taken a year earlier, experts finally found out why Fields was poorly. Doctors told Stevie that some of Fields' genes were missing and the deletion in her DNA had caused her to have GLUT1. There is no known cure for the disease, which affects just 25 people in the UK. But children can be helped with a special diet called the ketogenic diet. Low in carbohydrates and sugar, which Fields' body cannot turn into energy for her brain, the diet is high in fat, forcing her brain to use this as its primary and alternative energy source. Said Stevie, "She can't have cake, she can't have sweets, she can't have McDonald's, and that is her diet for the rest of her life. It is going to be very, very hard. For example, they have said she may have a digestive biscuit, but only if she has no other carbohydrates that day and it's covered in butter. Fingers crossed it will work. There are no guarantees, but the consultant said that one other boy he saw with it was barely able to walk properly, and then 3 weeks after starting the diet, he waltzed into his office and he had to question whether it was the same child. We can only hope and keep our fingers crossed." Fields consultant Dr. Mark Sharard specialises in metabolics at Sheffield Children's NHS Foundation Trust and has a monthly clinic at Leicester Royal Infirmary. He said, "Fields' condition is very unusual. We are aiming to treat her with a ketogenic diet, which has been shown to significantly benefit patients with this condition. There is an active research project into a new treatment of this condition in America. We hope this trial will yield positive results for families, and I would aim to give any new treatment a proven benefit to my GLUT1 patients here. We will continue to treat Fields and support her for as long as she needs our care.
Warning as scam letter claims lottery cash win. A woman has warned people not to fall for a lottery scam after she was sent a letter saying she had won £700,000. In the letter, Christine Watts of the Narborough Road area of Leicester was told her numbers had come up on the Euro Millions Commonwealth of Nations online lottery programme. The document, which featured the official Olympics and Euro Millions logos, asked Mrs. Watts for her bank details and a variety of personal information. It told her not to make public her win to avoid unwarranted abuse of the programme or fraudulent acts from criminal-minded and unauthorised persons. I knew it was a scam, and that was obvious to me when I read the letter, said Mrs. Watts, a 60-year-old receptionist. But they are crafty devils, and I know people can be taken in by these things. It has the Euro Millions lottery logo on and the rest, so I think people could be taken in by it if they didn't know any better. The letter, purportedly sent by Chris Phillips, stated, "This is a tax-free draw, and all participants were selected through a computer ballot system drawn from over 40 million individuals worldwide." It stated that to claim the money, Mrs. Watts had to contact a named person on a given number at a named government-licensed lottery payment claim agency. When the Leicester Mercury called the number, a man answered the phone and said he was from the agency named on the letter. However, when we identified ourselves as calling from a newspaper and questioned the validity of the letter, the man said he was not from the agency. Before hanging up, he said, "This is my home number. I've had a few calls like this in the past few days." Leicester City Council said it had received reports of similar scam letters. Roman Lechinskin, head of business regulation at the council, said, "People are bombarded every day by scams. We know of 4 recent scam attempts in Leicester in which the Euro Millions brand was misused. There would have been more, but most are unreported. We want to remind people that advice is available if they do receive a suspicious letter of this nature." Anybody who thinks they might have received a scam contact of this nature can report it to Action Fraud on 0300 123 2040 or online at www.actionfraud.police.uk. Anyone who has fallen victim to a scam can contact the Citizens Advice Consumer Service on 08454 040 506.
It's wall-to-wall food as donations pour in. Food donations were delivered by the van load as Leicester's Sikh community rallied together for a charity food drive. More than 10,000 items, including canned goods, rice and pasta, were collected on Saturday at the Guru Tegh Bahadur Gurdwara in East Park Road to coincide with a special day in the religion's calendar. Valsakhi celebrates Khalsa, the formation of the Sikh community in 1699. It is marked the world over by Sikh worshippers and is traditionally a time to help others. Thousands of people took along bags of food to the charity event, as well as ordering items online and having items delivered to the venue by supermarket vans. It was estimated that the total weight of the donations was about 7 tons. Amandeep Rai of the Leicestershire Sikh Alliance, which organised the event, said, "It's been a constant stream of food. It's been amazing. We've had vans turning up with bags full of food. We've got at least 10,000 items, if not a lot more. We've had volunteers constantly sorting the food into piles, and the piles have just continued to grow." Amandeep said one of the central beliefs of Khalsa was the principle of seva, which means selfless service, and that was why the food drive had been organised. "The Alliance will donate the collective food to a number of charities, including Fair Share Leicester, the British Red Cross, and the Dawn Centre, a homeless shelter in Conduit Street, Leicester City Centre." Leicester South MP John Ashworth went along to show his support for the drive. He said, "It's absolutely amazing. There's just wall-to-wall food. Tins of beans, rice, vegetables, pasta, anything you can think of. I'm so impressed." It's a tribute to the Leicester Sikh community, which has really outdone itself.
Couples plea to burglar who stole 10 years of memories. A burglary victim today makes a heartfelt and direct plea to the intruder who ransacked her home and stole a computer hard drive on which she had stored hundreds of family photographs. Ruth Rollinson's home in Groby was raided while she and her husband John were enjoying an Easter break. A burglar emptied 61-year-old Mrs. Rollinson's jewellery box and stole her husband's laptop. However, the greatest loss was a battered old computer hard drive on which she had stored hundreds of treasured images. As the pain of her loss of a decade of family history sank in, Mrs. Rollinson sat down and wrote a letter to the intruder. The Leicester Mercury publishes it in full. This is the letter. "Through the Leicester Mercury, I would like to make a heartfelt plea to the burglars who visited my home in Groby over the Easter weekend. Various items were stolen, among which was a very old external hard drive, which had two USB connections. The only documents on this hard drive were at least 10 years' worth of personal photographs, for which I have no other copies. I am absolutely heartbroken, as in many cases this was the only record I had of friends and family who have since died or places that I have visited which hold particular precious memories. Household insurance can replace certain things, but this item is totally irreplaceable for me, and I would not imagine has absolutely no monetary value whatsoever to the thieves. If anyone has any information about this hard drive or finds it discarded somewhere, I would be very grateful if they could contact the Leicester Mercury on 222-4266. If you have any information, you can pass it on to Crime Stoppers, which is anonymous, on 0800-555-111, or you can contact the police on 101.
Alan showing his mettle with sculpture of soldier. Everything from an old filing cabinet to coat hangers and a garden gate have been used to help create a detailed sculpture of a German soldier. Amateur metalworker Alan Rosak has spent just over a year bashing, moulding and welding hundreds of bits of metal together to create the life-size model. The 52-year-old from Braunston, Leicester, said, "I just enjoy looking out for bits of metal and then being creative. I just like a challenge. Some people do crosswords, so I suppose this is my alternative. You wouldn't believe what's in it. A filing cabinet, a lot of coat hangers, the legs off office furniture, and there's a gas fire surround. I use car sockets and car wheel bearings for the binoculars, a toilet roll holder, some gate hinges, a kitchen bin, and bits of wood too. The only two things I didn't make are the gas mask on his back and the little water bottle." Alan and his friends and family pick up bits of metal from car boot sales. He started with the head and then made the rest of the body, flattening the metal before stripping it of paint and welding the parts together. He then varnished and lacquered the whole sculpture. He said, "I don't want to offend anyone with it or anything because it is a German soldier. I didn't make it because of that. I just wanted a challenge with lots of equipment to make for the soldier, and I'm interested in military history. That's all. I've made an American GI before, but that was just a bust, and I'm hoping to do something for the 70th anniversary of D-Day next year. Maybe a British soldier, maybe Montgomery." Alan first became interested in metalwork at school, and in the late 1980s, when he was working, took welding classes in the evening. He began making sculptures about 13 years ago, and has created a butterfly, a fish, and a flamingo. "I would love it if people were able to see my soldier, because I think I've definitely come on with my sculptures and have got better over the years, but I'm not sure where I would display it," he said. "At the moment, it's just standing in my house." A spokesman for Leicester City Council said the sculpture could go on public display if Alan entered the city's open art competition. The contest enables artists to display their work. Said the spokesman, "All he needs to do is to complete an application form and the competition is launched later this year. If he's selected, his sculpture could go on show at Leicester's New Wart Museum."